Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Science makes our world, but it hasn't always had the voice it deserves in the corridors of power. That may change now that one of New Zealand's most prominent scientists, Peter Gluckman of the Liggins Institute, has been named Chief Science Advisor to the Prime Minister. He's with us now. Hello, Peter. Now, this is a new position. I guess the first question has to be, what does the job involve?
Well, the job involves helping the Prime Minister with matters about science. Now, there are two types, about science policy, but more importantly about issues of the day and issues of tomorrow and issues of the day after tomorrow, where science is part of the solution.
So he can, presumably he could call you and say, look, this has come up, Peter, what do you make of it?
Well, a scientist like me doesn't know very much about most things, and the job is one of giving high-quality advice, so I'll be then turning to the science community for assistance in areas which I'm not familiar with. I have a very small research staff of two people to work with me for the office, but that's adequate for us to have good communication with the vast number of very good scientists across New Zealand and universities, CRIs and the private sector.
Would it be just scientists in New Zealand, or would you be looking for
part of my terms of reference is to build links with the other chief science advisors in countries like America, United Kingdom, who I met 2 weeks ago, I met with their chief scientist, and with Australia. Obviously,